Baruch Hashem will come back to the fear of the shayla of Yochid Yimaka Manit. First we want to see the Raya of Kulayim, and then we'll come back to the Yimaka. So the Raya brings Nesi Anah, the Tanan, Hamalik Seyfi Yisavayim, by Yershe Bukharim, Seyfi Yisavayim, the Meir Poyter, Esa Yeshe Bukharim. As the Ramban, the Ritva Yishanim, Amazvil, the Gemara Ba'ifin Zeh. In order to be Chayiv Mishum Ployim, which is Chayiv Malkis, because two behemoths of a Ployim you're being, causing them to move, it's because whatever you're doing a Pula, which makes them to be Noyed together, that's what's the Aveira, and then you get Malkis. As they both Taina, when the person's Yeshiv in the Karim, did the behemoth move? If the behemoth didn't move, of course no one would say Yechayiv. As obviously we're talking about whether the behemoth moved when you were Yeshiv Bekarim. If you sat down and it moved, like the Ramban says, when the behemoth feels the weight in the wagon, it moves. Thus is the. That's what makes it to move. As if it's moving, as what's the tzad of the Gemara, that it's potter. If it didn't move, what's the tzad of the Gemara, that it's chayiv. If it did move, as what's the tzad of the Gemara, that it's potter. Before the guy sat there, it wasn't moving. Now that the person sat there, it moved. As what's the tzad of the Gemara, that's potter. It's not a machlekes and mitzias. What's going on? Oh. As Rishonim explained, ba'ayvinzeh. The way the Ramban is masbir is that Avada, before the guy sat, it didn't move. Now when he sat, it moved. But how do you look at it? Do you look at it that when he sits down, it forces the behemoth to move? Kila piteva, the behemoth doesn't have a decision. When it feels COVID, automatically it moves. As then it's called, you caused it. Or no. When a person sits down in the wagon, or he sits down on a behemoth, he puts COVID on the behemoth, the behemoth could not move if it doesn't want to. And Zag the Ramban have a riot that way, because sometimes when you sit on a behemoth, it doesn't move. As you see, it's not an automatic thing. As then, even though it moved afterwards, the Lashon is, we call it a grama bi'alma. It's not kilu, you did it. You went. As now the behemoth decided to move. As you were goyrim the behemoth to move, but not that you did it. That's the machloikis tanoim over here. I mean, gzicha we're talking about when you sat down, the behemoth moved. The shaila is it an automatic reaction? Enough of an automatic reaction that it's called, you did it in your chayim malkis? Or no, it's kilo grama bi'alma. It caused it, but it's indirect. You did it, the behemoth decided to move. As being that it's indirect, you're part of it. That's the sushtel tekinyan, if it's kaina or not. When you're roichiv on a behemoth, the way it works is the same as yeshiv bekarin. In both cases, what you're doing is you're applying weight to the behemoth. And the kinyan is because the behemoth moves. But that's only when applying weight is the reason for the behemoth to move. As if applying weight is a siva for the behemoth to move, then it's a maisa kinyan of meshicha. If it's a grama ba'alma, then it's not a maisa kinyan of meshicha. Is that what the Gemara is sushtelling from Kinyanim to Kulayim? That's the way the Rishonim explain. As a manik seifig is aboyim, but yeshiv bekarim seifig is aboyim. The Tanakhama holds that a yeshiv bekarim is seifig aboyim. He holds rechiv is a kinyan. Rameya poiter is a yeshiv is not, is garmit to do. Rameya poiter is a yeshiv bekarim. Neighbor shmuel betanich hachomen poiter is a yeshiv bekarim. Shma mina, he holds two things. Rochiv luchudei loikani, v'koshkein rochiv b'makim manik. As you see, two things. Number one, he holds rochiv luchudei loikani, v'koshkein rochiv b'makim manik. Frek the marsha madura basra and the marmshif, it's on a tesis, but it's going back on the Gemara. A very interesting question. How could the Gemara bring a raya roichiv the makam to roichiv lechud? Hare the Braisa is talking about a tzir where there's one guy being manig the wagon, And there's one guy being Yoshev in the wagon, as it's a Reichiv b'makam manik. As maybe all we have a Raya is Reichiv b'makam manik, a manik is coming. The Reichiv. But a Reichiv l'chud, how could you bring a Raya from this Raisa? That's what the Marsha and the Marsha Madura Basa and the Marim Shif yes. As Maram Shif wants to say a big Yisoy, he was Mechaven Beruah Kotchoy to the Ritva Yishonim, says the same Yisoy. The Ritva Yishonim is Ma'ar and the Shaila also. The Ritva Yishonim says that that which we say, Reuche B'makam Manit, there's a tzad, one is kinda more than the other one, that's only in Kinyan, because Rashi uses a Loshen. Hagodol Yosef B'Kinyan is Mevatel Kinyan Chaveiroi. As in Kinyanim, there's a musig of Bitol Kinyanim, like we saw the Hesber, because Kinyanim are Achnasa L'Rishus. As who is Machnas it into the Rishus more? Whoever's doing a bigger Kinyan means it's a bigger Achnasa Rishus, as he's Mevatel the other Achnasa L'Rishus. But that's only in Kinyanim. Masha ain't getting Kalayim, it's not Tali who's a bigger Maisa Kinyan. By Kalayim, it's Tali if it moved. La Maisa, it's moving because of both of them. As they both should be Chayim. It's not Shayach the Shaila of Manik B'Makum Rochiv. The Rochiv is like Klum by Kalayim. That's what the Marem Shif and the Ritva say. However, the Tosis HaRosh is Mufurish not that way. The Tosis HaRosh learns even by Kloyim. There's a tzad that Reichiv B'Makam Manik, even if Reichiv is Kaina, but Reichiv B'Makam Manik will not be Chayiv in Kloyim. Why? Because the Tosis HaRosh is learning what's the tzad Reichiv B'Makam Manik doesn't work. He is learning the tzad is not because it's a better Maisa Kinyan. The word is when there's a roichiv, somebody who's sitting, he's putting on weight, and there's a manik, somebody who's leading and pulling the behema, we look at it, the behema is be'ikr going mishum the manik and not mishum the roichiv. The Ainu, the ozel machmas say is machmas the manik and not mishum the roichiv. Because the behemah is going to listen more to the guy who's pulling it than the guy who's sitting on it. As even though sometimes when the guy's sitting on it, it makes the behemah to move, but when there's someone pulling it, the reason why it's going is the pulling, because that's going to cause the behemah to move more. As if that's the svara and the lashon of the Ram, when he explains, Reichiv b'makam mani, is it sad, Reichiv is loy kana, zog the Ram, the loy ozel machmas haroichiv bechlal. So this is mamish mafurish alosh and haran. That the knech is, it's not a vote of bitl kinyonim. One's a better kinyon, it's mevatel the other kinyon. It's a physical metzias. The behemah is not going because of that. The behemah is going for the other reason. It goes for the bigger reason. As then it would work klapi kloyim also. Because klapi kloyim, if it's going machmas the manig and not machmas the reichiv, and mega the reichiv is not loka. Aye, so how could the Gemara bring a raya that reichiv is loikana? Maybe only here it's because it's reichiv the makam manig, as the Ritva Yishanim speaks out, because you could read this Mishnah, hamanig saifiges avoyim kama. That's one seer. Vahayoshe bekaren seifin es arbayim. Who says it's talking about where there's one guy who's a manig and one guy who's a yoshev at the same time? You're supposed to put a comma in there. It's two different seer. Seer number one, manig seifin es arbayim. Vahayoshe bekaren seifin es arbayim. A different seer when it's a yoshev bekaren. As then you have a raya, even when he's a yeshiv bakar in the chud, when there's no manik, afilu achid is a machlekes, if it's seifig es aboyim. As that's why the Gemara Eisvirs, roichiv is lat koina. Bechlach is not just b'mokam manik. So that's a big machlekes, rishonim, and daily achronim, rishonim. if reichet b'makom manig, this sugi of reichet b'makom manig is in negayin klayim also. The Maram Shif and the Shaira Shabbayas and the Ritva Yeshanim say the whole sugi of reichet b'makom manig, one against the other, which one stronger, is only klapi kinyanim, not klapi klayim. And the other Rishayim, the Taisis Rosh, the Rasham Madhu Rabasa, they held not that way. So what it's tali, and if it's tali, if it's moving or not, machmaseh. I'm le'abay the Rav Yosef, hazinim sagin, I'm a nechzi anon, v'le'am a mishmei the Rav Yehuda, le'ivra v'dechinanami, dam le'hachi pasha ma'roichim mi'yoshiv, yoshiv lo'itavis v'miseira, v'ochol tafis v'miseira, am le'rav Shmuel, dam le'tavayu, miseira lo'ikoni. I'm a pilot of Yosef, Echepachem Mar, Rechev, Yosef, Yosef, Leitavis, Limisei, Rach, Tachel, Limisei, I'm a Hachitani, Igi, my Sira, Leikani. My name is Amrev Chelba, Amrev Huna, Meseira, Mechaveira, Ikana, the Mitzia, the Nixia, Ger, Leikani. My Lush, Meseira, Amrev, Igi, is really Kana, I'm a Sedava, Lechaveira. Bishleim and Mechaveira Kani the Kamasale Chaveira, Mitzim and Ixi Ager, Man Kamasale the Likli. As in this Gemara, there's two Nakudas that need in Parshat Pshat. When they asked, there's a Mokot in the Machalik between Rochav and Meseira, Abaya, or Rav Yosef himself. What did they held? They held that Meseira's koinen hefker, and the Gemara is doicha them by saying no, it's a mistake. Meseira's only koinen of a mekach umemkar and not by hefker. That's one way of learning the Gemara. As lefize hagufa is the needin of the Gemara. The back and forth in the Gemara is Meseira is a koinen of a mekach umemkar or not? And the maskana is it's not. Oy Dilma, Avada they knew Meseira is not koina in Mekach u'Memkar. But they held Afilu Hochi, it should be a Maila in the Kinyan. Afilu Hochi, it's a Maila in the Kinyan. Where is the Makkah for this? As the Makkah for this Svara is in Taisis and the Taisis HaRosh. Taisus says, the Gemara before says that Rochiv has a Maila because he's Tophis. As Taisus says, Tophis doesn't mean he's Tophis, the physical animal with his feet. Doesn't mean he's sitting on it, his feet are around it. No, it means Tophis b'maiseira, like the Hemshech of the Gemara. Of it being that it's a Kinyan, the Rajba explains, being that it's a Maisa Kinyan, the Alma, Klape, Hefker, as even in Mekach u'Memkar, it's a Maila in the Maisa Kinyan. And it makes the Reichiv into a better Kinyan. The Rajma says it's a sniff, an ear to the Kinyan. As even though Moisira in Hefker doesn't work, but it's a Maila in a Maisa Kinyan. What's the Pshat? Yesh Lodin, what's the Chsarin? You could have understood the Gemara. The Gemara means, Moisira means I'm giving it to you. If I'm not giving it to you, it's nothing. If that's the Pshat, as then, by Hefker, where there's no one giving it to you, it's not a Maile B'chlav. You see in the Taisus Rosh and the Rajba in Taisus, not that way. You see the Iker Kinyan of Mesira is I'm holding on to the thing which leads the behemoth. As I'm holding on to something, and when I'm holding on to it, I'm shaylid on it. I could bring it into my rishus. As it's be'etzem a maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan needs a serif that the bailim was moiseret to you to be a kinyan mitzad atzma. But even when the bailim is not moiser to you, be'etzem it's a maiser kinyan, that which you're holding on to the maiserah. As the story of Hava mina in the Gemara, that rechiva with a treifis b'maiserah is more of a maiser kinyan than a rechiva l'chol. Okay. As we have either Hava mina of the Gemara, rechiva with a treifis b'maiserah is a better maiser kinyan, But we for sure have a step in the Gemara before that. The Gemara says Reichiv with Taifis b'maiseira works better. That's how Taifis learns. That's the tzad why it's a better maisei. And over here is a grace of makom to sit and explain. L'chayra, Reichiv is not strong enough. Reichiv just means azal machlasei. Taifis b'maiseira is not a kinyan b'chlam. But we have a hamamina, when you put a toifis b'maiseira together with a roichiv, as now the roichiv becomes a better maisa kinyan, and the roichiv is better than the mani. V'tzarech bir, how does this sirif work? If roichiv and azal machmasei is not strong enough, we know manig is more azal machmasei, and manig is stronger than a roichiv. As why when you put the Toifis Maiseira together with the Roichiv, why does it make it into a better Maiseh Kinyan? It's two different things. There's one thing, the Behemoth is moving. That's the, it's Etzim Kinyan of Rechiva. Okay, your Toifis B'Maiseira too, but why is it a Maile in the Kinyan of Rechiva? Gosh, this, the Toifis B'Maiseira has nothing to do with the Behemoth is moving. The behemah is moving, like the Rishayim explained. You put kaibit on the behemah, it causes the behemah to move. As what's the maila of taifis b'maiseira? That's the shayla. As you see, in two stages of the Gemara, one stage of the Gemara over here, and also in the maila of reichiv keneged manav, there's a maila. What's the beer of the maila? As in order to understand this, we want to go in and see a chiddush. If you hold, like the Rishonim, Rav Rishonim, a chiluk on Rashi, that the kinyan of Rechiva is midin because the behemah is moving, pashtis you learn, it's a regular Mashiach. Bishleim lefi Rashi, Rechiv is kinyan, even when it doesn't move. Then you see it's a new Maisa Kinyan. Aval afi the Rishayim that learned Reichiv is Kaine only when the Behemoth moves. It's a regular Mashiach. It's just like Hanhaga, Hikisha B'Makol, as Rechiva is another way of getting the Behemoth to move. It's a regular Maisa Mashiach. In the Taisus Rush on Tesamer Aleph, you see not that way. The Taisus Rush on Tesamer Aleph asks, Lafi Taisus, why doesn't the Mishnah in Kedushin say Rechiva? It's Arach Bir. The Mishnah says Mashicha. It doesn't have to say every form of Mashicha. It doesn't say Yikisha B'makal, Inhigoy, Karalai, V'hirba. As far as correct, the Taisis that Rush, that why does the Mishnah say, Bishleim Lefri Rashi, Rechiv is a new Maisa Kinyan. It's a very good question. Why did the Mishnah and Kedushin speak it out? Of Lefri Taisis, L'chayra, it's a regular Anhaga, it's a regular Mashicha. As you see, even according to Tosfos, Rechiva is not a regular Hanhaga. Rechiva is a new Maisa Kinyan. It's a Kinyan of Rechiva. It's a Mashicha, but it's a Mashicha that's different than regular Mashicha. Regular Mashicha is you're pulling the behemah, you're causing it to move. Over here, you're Rechiv, and al yedei the Rechiva, it's moving. As a Mela, the Tosfos Rush asks that it should have another place in the Mishnah. Zog the Rosh, because there are certain behemah gases that Rechiva won't be kaina yet. If you get on a camel or an elephant, a huge behemah gasa, as the behemah is not going to move from the koivit of a person. As Ramela, Rechiva doesn't work in all behemahs, as the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah only says Kinyanim would work across the board. As Eilim came over yesterday, he asked, according to Rashi, how do you ask, why doesn't the Mishnah and Kedushin say it? We have the Tosfos at Rashi's there. It's because it doesn't work on every behemah, because it's not the derech to move a behemah with Rechiva when it's a behemah gasa, when it's a big behemah. Abavinishvi, in the Rush we see the Maisa Kinyan is Rechiva, and when it's not derech Rechiva, even if you're Rechiv on the behemah, you get it to move. It won't be kinda because it's not the derech. By Bazei, the Fize, you could say the Maila of Taifis B'Maisira is it's a Maila in the Rechiva. When a person is reichiv, he's toifis the meisera, and then he has more shlita on the behema when he's reichiv the behema. As it's a bigger meiser rechiva. There's one rechiva when you're, they say, hands off. You're not holding on to anything. And then there's another rechiva when you're holding on the reins. You're more in control of the behema. As when you're holding the reins, you're more in control of the behema. It's more of a rechiva. It's more of a derech to be shaylit on the behema, derech rechiva. Oh. That's the maila of the teifis b'maiseya. It's more derech rechiva b'kach. It's more derech habayla, more shlita on the behema. As a maila, it's mitzarif to the maise kin. Now, if you learn that it's a regular meshicha, the kinyan is, you're just getting it to move, it doesn't make a difference how. Who cares if it's a better rechiva? But the feed the rush that we see that it's more than that, it's telling on the derech of the rechiva, then you could hear such a vow. Okay, as thus is the Gemara. Now let's go back to the Gemara before. The Gemara before, the keynote shayla of the Gemara is rechiv the makamani, which one is chayim? The shayla is, why can't both be kaina? Each one should be kaina here. What's pshat in the Gemara? Shayla number one. Shayla number two, Freg the Ramban. In the Gemara before, it was pasha to the Gemara. If only one is kaina, reichav manig, zichr the manig is kaina. As you see, misvara, manig is a better maisa kinyan. As what's the Gemara mistopic over here? Rachav b'makam manig. Harein the Gemara before, we just assumed that manig was koine, thus frek the Ramban. As in order to answer these questions, there are two mahalchim. The mahalach of the Ramban and the mahalach of the Rajbo. We want to buy that it's not just different words, it's two worlds. Not just different words, it's different worlds. Yeah, it's two different mahalchim, the yisoidai in the Yom. The Ramban learns the yisoid of our sugya is bitul kinyanim. There's a naya musig that you see in the sugya, and shetei lecha. There is no other sugya which you see it in. Does anyone have another sugya where you see bitul kinyanim? Yeah, where?
Mishtar.
Where Mishtar?
The rush we had.
Which rush?
Yeah,
besides Chesam and Aleph, which is a different bit of two, but you say good, by which star do you mean?
I might be confused. I think I'm
even Okay. As Misafik ain't Raya, ain't something to me, Devadai. Does anyone have another Raya? Is there any other Sugya the Olam recalls with the music of Bittel and Shas? Okay. As the Olam agrees, this is the sugya that it shayeth when you do two maisa kinyanim, one against the other one, that there's a musig of bittah. That one kinyan is mevatel the other kinyan. The Rajba over here is Yisaitis Digger Rajba. The Rajba says, loy haya v'leinu. There is no such musig of bittah kinyanim. Let's look at the Rajba now. Rajba, he brings the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara, which we'll see afterwards. Elatmiyali, the kivin the kol chad minayu mahani bapi nafshi hecha de isna l'tavayu amai mevatel haikinya l'haikinya l'tavayu likni. Freg the Rajba, what's the musig of bitul hakinyanim? Hare, being that each one is a good kinyan on its own, as why should one kinyan be mevatel the other maisa kinyan? As mefurish in the Rajba is choylem. The Rajba learns a better maisa kinyan is not mevatel a shvacher maisa kinyan. There's no such yisoid in Shas. There's kilu matregis a kinyanim, better maisa kinyanim. No, there's no such yisoid. Vo'oid, you could sushtel We had the Tosis Rosh on Ches Amid Aleph, when two people are doing Hagbah, which is the same Maisa Kinyan, that the Tosis Rosh says this Bito Kinyanim, and the Rajba over there was Choylik, and he learns there is no Musik of Bito Kinyanim. A sigh on the Rajba of Ches Amid Beis, which is talking better and less. Sigh on the Ches Amid Aleph, which is talking about two of the same Maisa Kinyan. In both Siyurim, the Rajba is Choylik on Bito Kinyanim. See, Adir Abbasi, Kilachaya, the Sugi of Bito Kinyanim. Kilachaya, Nishdokin Sugi, the Fida Rajba. There's no Sugi of Bito Kinyanim. I, as if it doesn't work, Mishum Bito Kinyanim, as how does the sugya work? As the Rajba says like this. Yesh loy me dahochi kama. Kibin de rochid luchudei kama kani amuk yazamach nasei ozlamach miskoyri luchim vasoi. Hilgo kintofis baba ozlamach mosei manig loy maila veloy moirid. Dachilu beloy hani gosa kozla. Bahayda otofis odibar bekam. Zog the Rajba, the reason why the Manig is not Koina is not because the Reichiv is doing a better Maisa Kinyan, it's Mavatalit. It's because the Manig is not doing a Kinyan. Because when there's a Reichiv, it would be Ozel Machmas a Reichiv without the Manig. The Manig is only a good Kinyan when it's the whole reason why it's moving. But if it would have moved anyway, that's not a Maisa Kinyan. As the Fida Rajba, it's not the Vart, the better Kinyan is Mevatel the Shvacher Kinyan. Kiloshen Rashi, Hagodol Michaveroi Mevatel Ashvacher one. No, the Vart is, it makes it Ois Maisa Kinyan. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. The Kinyan is because it's Ozel Machmasei, it's going Rishomet. If any way it would have moved, that's a grayus in the Maisa Kinyan. It makes that it's not a Maisa Kinyan. As this is a very hard Rajba in Svara. Many people read this Rajba and don't realize it's very ununderstandable. Why? Because the same way the Rajba says, Mr. Mani is not Koina by Ozel Machmasei, because anyway he was going Mishum the Reichiv. Switch it around and say Mr. Reichiv is not Koina because anyway it's going Mishum the Mani. The same with the exact same Svara, the Rajma says that the Manig's not Koina because anyway he would have gone. This your going is not Choshev. I say the same thing the other way around. How could you learn that's the mind of Reichiv over the Manig? Because it would have gone without the Manig. Up in the same Svara Shayat the other way. It would have gone without the Reichiv. But that's why this Rajba, somebody who is misbinin in what he learns, it's a very Shvera Rajba. Doesn't make sense. As Vel Freg the Shayat, the Rajba himself, only if you look well. And the Rajba answers, you know why the Reichiv works? Because he's Tavis b'Maseira. As because he's Tavis b'Maseira, we don't care if it would have gone anyway. Kapshuta, you look at the Rajba, it's Sisrei Taira, my comma. Who cares if he's Tavis b'Maseira? Why does that make it that it's better? What does the Rajba mean? L'choira, you see a gewaldig chiddush l'Rashi. We're saying it b'toch chiddush. That this vart that it would have gone machmasei is a greatest in the Maisa Kinyan. Avada, it's going because you're manning it, but it would have gone anyway. So the Maisa Kinyan is a shvacher Maisa Kinyan. It's a lower Maisa Kinyan. As when is it a greatest? When you're doing regular Mashiach. As regular Mashiach, if it would have gone anyway, it's a Greyasa. It turns it into Mashiach A minus. Because it would have gone anyway. As A minus is not Koina. Masha Ein Kein, when you have a Mashiach with a Treifis B'Maisera, as Ebezeh, it's an A plus Mashiach. It's, you're moving it, and you're Treifis B'Maisera. As the Maisa Kinyan is Olim, because it has an extra angle of Kinyan to it. As over here, if you Megarei it, that it would have moved anyway, it's not Megarei it. It doesn't make that you're not Koina Mahmas. I'm saying it's simple, but it's a very deep form.
Why don't we answer what we said earlier?
Wait a second, you're answering this question? How are you answering?
It's not Kinyan Mashiach when you're doing a Mashiach, you're doing a Haga.
The Rashba holds that Mashiach is that it's moving from it. You need Rechiva has to move from it.
We said it's still Kinyan of Rechiva.
But even if it's still a Kinyan of Rechiva, but being that Rechiva is a sniff of Mashiach because it's moving and it would have moved without it, as you're right, it is a little bit better Lefi what we said before, but it still needs a Hezber. It still would have come without it. That's what we're saying. Rechiv is a stronger Maisa Kinyan, is when there's a grayus and it doesn't bother us as much. Okay. That's side number one. What's the other side? The other side is a Dilma Madigod. The Bishlam Bibarachu Bihuday do cause a Machmas Rechivasa cause a Vilurachu Bilayaza to save Adelai Koniklam. As it's more other because this is a vaday ozla machmasay and this is a suffix ozla machmasay. As what does the manig do? It's a suffix ozla machmasay, and that's a chsarin in the maisa kinyan. Therefore, the rechiva is not koina. As the fi the Rashba lahamis boyne, the reason why rochav b'makom manig is loy kona is because a rochav b'makom manig, the rochav is migareya, the kinyan of the manig, and it makes it into a shpachra maisa kinyan. Manig b'makom rochiv, it's migareya, the kinyan of the rochiv, and it makes it into a shvachra maisa kinyan. As it's not a side of bigel, that the stronger one wins. They're both kinyanim, Mr. Strong outweighs on the scale Mr. Weak. No, the word is the rochiv, it makes it dysfunctional. It doesn't work. The Reichiv deactivates the Manig. It makes it, it's not a good Maisa Kinyan. And the Manig deactivates the Reichiv. It makes it into, and it's Svaris, not because one's stronger than the other one. The Svaris in the Maisa Kinyan, there's a greater. That's what comes out. The Fi, the Rajah. The Ramban is clear not that way. The Rajah brings the Ramban's Pshat and he's arguing. The Ramban says the reason why Reichiv works more than Manig is because Tfisa is a Maila in a Maisa Kinyan, and when you have two, the Hainu, it's moving, and it has a Tefis, it's Olim more than one. And Manig, that it just moves Misha. As you see Klar in the Ramban is learning the Yisoid is Bitul Kinyanim. One Kinyan is Mevatel the other Kinyan. And the better one is Mevatel, and that's the Nidin in the Gemara, which one is better. So what's the Tzad? Manig is more than Roichiv. They're both Azal Machmasay. As the Ramban says, the Manig is more Shoilet on the Halicha of the Behema, because he's leading it, he's showing it where to go. When you sit on it, the Behema could go in any direction. It just feels a Koivit, it moves. Masha'engen, the Manig, he's leading it where to go, when to stop. He's doing much, much more of a leading. As that's a Maila in the Maisa Kinyan. What's the Maila? Pashtus is a Maila in the Shlita of the. He's more Shoilet on it. It's more of a Maisa Maila. He's more Shoilet on the Halicha of the Behema. As the Shaila is, which one is a better Maisa Kinyan? That's the Fida Ramban. That's the suffix of the Gemara. As we have a big machlekes and ban in the Rashba, the longest of the sugya, what's the suffix of Reichiv and Michael Mani? The Ramban learns, it's you say the Bittel Kinyanim, and the Ramban and the Rashba is learning, it's you say one Kinyan deactivates the other Kinyan. It's Megareya the other Kinyan, and it makes it doesn't work. Okay. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi has two big chiddushim in this sefer. One is a diuk of the Gemara, which is what's the yisoid ha-safek. As on one hand, in mani that the Gemara says the ka'azla machmas say, Rashi says v'yi agdoila bekinyan. That sounds like the Ramban. That whoever is the gdoila bekinyan wins. Whichever one is the better kinyan, it wins. As on one hand, Rashi is mashma like the Ramban. That the needn is when you have a better kinyan, the better kinyan is stronger and it's kind of more than the weaker kinyan. But on the other hand, when Rashi explains it's sad that Rechiv is better than Mani, he says, V'chi amrina mishicha koina hecha deleka roichiv av b'makam rachiv loy. Rashi sounds, b'makam rachiv, it's not a mishicha b'chlau. The word is, the rachiv deactivates the mishicha and it turns it into not a mishicha. This was Rav Nochum's big dig in Rashi, that Rashi Ki'ilu is Mizakesh Torah LeBeitrei. On one side of the Gemara, he learns like the Ramban, that the word is, it's a better Maisa Kinyan. But on the other side of the Gemara, he doesn't say it's a better Maisa Kinyan. Why? Because the Ramban is. The Gemara before assumed that Manig is better than Rochim. If only one's kind, Manig is kind. As Rashi learned the Gemara before, we saw Manig is the best. It's the best Maisa Kinyan. As what's this sad? What's the pshat? As Rav Nochum wanted to say, the yisoid of Mashicha is I'm bringing it into my rishus. That's the way I'm showing I'm a violin, that I'm bringing it into my rishus. But if someone else is being roichiv on the chamor, you're not bringing it into your rishus. Because the other person who's roichiv on it, it's in his rishus, he's sitting on it. As you can't bring it into your rishus when someone else is roichiv on it. As a mela there's a tzad that mishicha b'mokum roichiv is loy. The whole musig of mishicha is I'm bringing it into my rishus. I'm showing it's mine because I'm bringing it into my rishus. But if there's someone else riding on the behemoth, you're not bringing it into your rishus. It's in the roichiv's rishus because he's riding on the behemoth. That's the meaning of the Gemara. Reichel b'makom manig, manig b'makom reichel. Okay. That's the etzem suffix of the Gemara. The Malach of the Ramban, Rashba, the third Malach of Rashi. There's one more angle in Rashi. As when the sugya handles reichel b'makom manig, everyone learned the Gemara, and some people, even after they saw Rashi, learned the Gemara like this. The shaila is, when one guy's doing a roichiv and one guy's doing a mani, and there's a behema shell hefker, you come out of yeshiva and there's a horse sitting there and these two bachim want to be kainit, as one guy jumps on it, the other guy pulls it, the shaila is who's kainit. That's the shaila of roichiv b'makom mani. Zogduk says that all the Rishonim learn this way besides Rashi. Rashi learns this series talking about a different seer. Why? Because Rashi starts off the Rashi, Rochel v'makom manig, Shneim boyim lefneinu, ze rochiv, ze manig, ze omer kula sheli, v'ze omer kula sheli. Zog the Ksais, why is Rashi saying ze omer kula sheli, v'ze omer kula sheli? It sounds like he's going in the tzir of the Mishnah of Zelma Kula Shali, Zelma Kula Shali. The shir of the Mishnah is there's two muchzakim, and I said I did the Maisa Kinyan, and not you, and he says I did the Maisa Kinyan, and not you. As Meduyik and Rashi, we're not talking about a tzir where they both agreed that we did the Rechiv and Nanhag at the same time. They're talking about it here. Well, I'm saying I was roichiv on it first, and you're saying you were manig on it first. And zelma kula sheli, v'zeh amar kula sheli. The Nachlas David adds, there's another deal like Rashi, like the Ksais. Because why does Rashi say that we're talking about etzir shneim ban lefneinu zeh roichiv v'zeh manig? Why do you need them both have to come lifneinu zerochiv zemanid? We have Edim, or they're both Moedim, that they both were Roichiv and Manig, even if they don't walk into Bezin when they're Roichiv or Manig. Masha Egen, if we're talking about it here, the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsin, as then it's Gevaldik. As that's what Mamash talking about, Shnayim Oichsin, it has to be the Roichiv or Manig Shneim in Bezin. Ad Echan Advar Megiim, the Ksais asks that my Diak is right. So why did Rashi not learn like the other Rishayim? And the Ksais wants to say Rashi doesn't hold a bittul kinyanim. However, the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazanish and many other Achrayim are cholik b'tkifas on the Ksais, because the end of Rashi is mashma klar, the nidin is Ezak doyla b'kinyan. Which one, when you do the two kinyanim together, which one is kind? What's the pshat in the beginning of Rashi? Zog de pnei Yeshua, it's nifladik. Two daily achrayim reading Rashi, but they read it differently. The pnei Yeshua says, what does he mean, zamakula shali? This guy's tiny. Roichim is a better kinyan. Zamakula shali. The other guy's tiny. Manig is a better kinyan. Zamakula shali. As it's not the machlokes of zamakula shali of the Mishnah, like the Ksais learned, that this guy's saying, I did it first, and this guy's saying, I did it first. No, we're mind at the same time. I'm saying, I'm Mr. Reichiv. I'm a better kinyan. Kula shali, because Reichiv is a better kinyan. And the Manig is saying, I'm the better kinyan. Yeah. The joystick in the Pnei Yeshua, a little bit, is because, so what Bezdin needs these guys to come in and tie with Lomdis, Ichalt Reichiv is a besser of Maisa Kinyan. And Ichalt Manig is a besser of Maisa Kinyan. That's Bezdin's decision. That's the tine of the Baal Dvar. The stomach of one of them's tining. I learned in Bris. I know how to learn. No one else knows how to learn. Ichzog in Lomdis. Reichiv is besser. And the other tine, Ichalt Lomdis. Manig is besser. Mamish Lomdis Shemachlekis, the Pidim Nei Yeshua. Everyone, ich bin a grace alone. Mein Rochim is besser from dein Manig, a besser Kinyan. Na, this time. Nee, ich verstehe nicht gut. Manig is besser from Rochim. Oh, no, das geht doch, lang das schon mal. Hamevin Yavin, the Ksais wasn't so zufrieden to learn Rashi that way. Because, it's mashra, zemakula shali, I'm tiny, doime to the Mishnah. Aber zeh zog to Pnei Yeshua, that's the way to read Rashi. Yeshua is a gavra rabba, yeah. But still, Lefi the Pnei Yeshua is doch shver. So why did Rashi come in with this whole story of Zemakula Shali, Vishneya Mukzakimba? Lefi the Pnei Yeshua, what is Rashi adding this for? It's totally irrelevant. Rashi should just say, the shail is when two guys do a rochav and a manik together, who's cut? As the Pnei Yeshua has a way of getting out of the kriya of Rashi. But he doesn't fear ice, so why did Rashi say it with love? As in the mirror, the way to get out of it is ba'ayvin zeh, it's a cheshvin in pshah. They say ba'ayvin zeh. Bish lema lefi toises. That toises learns, rochiv means it's azal machmasei. Manig means it's azal machmasei. As then it's very poshut to find it seer where it happened to basach. What happened? Mr. Reichiv sat on the behema. Mr. Manig is taking the behema. And then the behema moves a couple of seconds later. As even though Reichiv did it like 1 second, Manig did it a second later. But the behema, you know, it takes time for the behema to move. He's like the Shiva Bakram in the morning. It takes time for them to move. Oh, zero. Okay, it could happen ba'achas. Abu Lefi Rashi, that Rashi Shita is Rochiv means he rides on it, Manig means it's moving, it's very hard to coordinate it together. It mamish exactly happened at the same time. It's very hard to coordinate it together. As Rashi says, let's talk about a different, easier tzir, where right now they're in Bez, and one's Rochiv, one's Manig. And they're tining Zamakula Shali Vizamakula Shali. As the standard seer of doing it ka'achas that's ilu very hard to find according to Rashi. As Rashi says, they're walking into Bezin and he's saying, listen, I did it, Roichiv, I did Manig, and Bezin's gonna fill in the rest and we're gonna that's the Balabatisha way of being the Yashiv Rashi in the engineer. That's the way the Shir is learned over here. Doi. Okay.
Wouldn't they tie
a Rachel Luchudei Manik Luchudei? Wouldn't they tie a Rachel Luchudei Manik Luchudei? Oh, they could even tie that we did it together. Doesn't like the Pneishu. Or they did it Luchudei and we're going to down it up like we had in the Gemara. So, Vayu Asa, it's a bad dog. Yeah. Okay. Thus is the. Okay. There's two angles in Rashi. One angle in Rashi is what's the shaila of Rachel B'makom Manik. One Rashi is Mashmo, Godu Yosef B'Kinyan like the Ramban. The other Rashi is Mashmo, it's not a Mashicha B'makom, there's a Roshiv. And then the first Chelik of Rashi, the Ksais and Reish Samach Tes is Dir, and the Pnei Yeshua is Tchiyah, and Kibbutz. So what is Rashi saying it for? Mira Mahalech. Toif. As that's the Roshiv B'makom Manik and the Sugya of tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do the next angle of the sugya of Tfisa Raya the Kinyan Ma'amisasi. The Zaylam can learn the next Raya of the Gemara, then we'll come back to this Taisis with the Masha and the